Missing, written by Barry Cummins and read by Rory Conaghan. The body of Antoinette Smith was found just before 4 p.m. on Easter Sunday, the 3rd of April 1988, by a family walking in a remote part of the Wicklow Mountains. The warm, dry weather of the previous few weeks had caused a section of peat bog at Glendhu Mountain to subside, and Antoinette's leg had become exposed. In an era before mobile phones, the family who made the shocking discovery had to travel many miles away from the scene to get to a landline and raise the alarm. The family from Ballantyre rang their nearest Garda station at Dundrum. Gardaí immediately went to the scene. Detectives would eventually come to believe that two men murdered Antoinette. Her killers had chosen a burial place they thought would remain concealed forever. They had taken her body up the side of a mountain and buried her in a section of bog 3/4 of a mile away from Military Road, which traverses the Wicklow Mountains. A narrow, disused bog road runs much closer to the scene, about 30 feet from where Antoinette's body was hidden. It's possible the killers had driven that road, but they could have carried Antoinette's body from Military Road up to where they buried her beneath the soil. Antoinette's body lay undiscovered for almost 9 months. The killers would have thought they had chosen a good spot to hide their victim's body, only for dry weather causing the soil to shift. The mother of two might never have been found. The real investigative work began on Easter Monday. The state pathologist, Professor John Harbison, arrived at the scene in the afternoon. His work at the burial site, and during the subsequent post-mortem examination at Dublin City Morgue, provided much of the information that led to the body being identified as Antoinette Smith. His work also unearthed a number of clues that remain very important lines of inquiry to this day, including the two plastic bags covering the victim's head. Professor Harbison was brought by detectives to the spot at Glendhu Mountain, where he saw the lower part of a body exposed 8 feet from the mountain track. A few feet away from the body, a trickle of water flowed down the gully. During wet winter periods, that trickle would have become a significant amount of bog water and risen to the level where the body lay hidden. However, after a long dry spell, the water had become significantly lower than in winter, and the soil had shifted. Detective Brendan McArdle of the Technical Bureau brought Professor Harbison closer to the scene.